Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the AI Comic Pod. We're back sooner than expected because of one incredible trailer that dropped today. It was, of course, the Infinity Wars trailer coming out next year. April, our time, Stu. We're getting it a week early, as always.
Yeah, I was going to do some really, really, really giddy intro where I was going to kind of muffle myself, but I thought it might sound a little bit kinky. I had this big intro worked out about normally I have to pay for someone to gag me and make me squeal like that, but it just didn't seem appropriate because we've got more important things to talk about.
Yeah, we do. I mean, how much can you fit in one trailer? I think they've just about managed to
It's pretty much
interest.
A bursting point.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, literally, you've got that incredible opening dialogue, which I was just like, yeah, this is going to be epic. And then when the music kicks in, honestly, I just, something about that music that just, I don't know, it just takes you back to that place where you watch the Avengers for the first time, I think.
There's something about it, isn't it? It's so atmospheric.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it just literally got me. And I went, holy shit, this is going to be incredible. Because we've been hyping up about it. And we had that thing that dropped, Disney kind of Comic-Con kind of thing that dropped 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and that gave a little bit of
hype.
But the problem with that is that it was a shit version, obviously, because it wasn't a proper release. And it was just fucking people clapping and screaming every time they saw a character on screen.
Yeah.
So you couldn't actually take any of it in. Do you know what I mean? So this, I mean, people, I've watched this on my lunch break on my phone about 5 times. And then I watched it multiple times when I've got home and various other times in the day. So probably up to 10 or 12 watches of this. And every time I watch it, there's something else to see. And I mean, to fit this many characters is going to be something else, but it just looks epic.
It really does. There's so much. It's what, 2:40? It shouldn't be possible to fit that much stuff.
But no, it shouldn't.
It's just a total culmination of all of the expectation that's building up to this, all of the stuff they put out online.
Yeah.
And it's finally coming to fruition.
I know. All that work as well. When you look back at it, and we talk a lot about Marvel's kind of, you know, build up and all that getting to know the characters and doing all this groundwork and we had that incredible Civil War film that basically is leading to this. And it feels like it's been too long. Do you know what I mean? And that's the crazy thing. This film's what? Is Civil War now a couple of years old? It's not more than that, is it? Or is it even last year?
No, it was only last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it just feels like, for me, it feels like it's been forever, and this film feels like forever in the making, but it's not been, has it? You know, it's like
not
we've
really.
Had so much of our fill of all of these characters, yet every time you see them all, and they're all just slightly different, and they've all had their own stories, so you've got, you know, Hulk is now back, you know, with Black Widow in Wakanda. We assume from the trailer that's pretty obvious, I think.
Yeah, because you see him land, don't you?
Yeah, you see him land.
Bruce Banner is sitting there in this gigantic crater.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what happens, but when you see that amazing bit where they're running through the Wakandan forest,
that's clearly
their version of what they call the Secret Avengers. And yes. Hulk is right at the back, looking as pissed off as ever.
He is right there, and you've got, I think, obviously there's the Scarlet Witch element with, you know, is there. Winter Soldier, Black Widow. And then I think what surprised me a little bit, and obviously there's going to be characters left, right, and centre, but War Machine is there. Obviously Falcon, because he's obviously very close with Cap. But War Machine was an interesting one, because I just didn't expect him to be in that environment. You know,
me either. The War Machine one, I wonder if he's gone there for medical treatment, because they make such a big deal, don't they, out of saying that Wakanda is this incredible... like futuristic place. I wonder if he's gone there and they've got some kind of revolutionary treatment that's able to help him walk again.
It's got to be something. Yeah, it's certainly got to be something along those lines. We would assume with the Black Panther film coming up, I'm sure we'll see. I don't know if he's listed in that film or whether he's going to be in that.
I don't think he is.
No, but we certainly know Bucky is. And the iconic line in the trailer is get that man a shield.
Get that man a shield, yes.
I mean, I was just like, I was literally pumping the air almost. It was just like, this is incredible, because you just know, and I just wonder what the shield's going to be like. I want it to be different. Do you know, I mean, I don't know.
I think they're going to go for the shield-shaped one, you know, rather than the circle.
Yeah.
I can see it being along those lines.
Yeah, it just could be. Oh, man, it just got me. And I know you're quite excited about Chris Evans with a beard.
I love beard cap. I'm wondering what they're going to do with his name, because he's either going to be Nomad or just Captain.
I think he might just be Captain. I don't think they'll deviate that much.
The Nomad thing might be a little bit too comic.
I think so. So that's obviously one part of it. You've obviously got New York as well, with the interaction. You've got to think that Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, is interacting with Doctor Strange and the other characters from Doctor Strange, and I can't remember his one line name.
Wong, isn't it?
Wong, indeed. At the New York Sanctum.
Yeah,
I think
the Sanctum Sanctorum, and Tony's wearing his. It looks like that's where Tony is wearing the shield armor, where he looks like he's wearing a bulletproof vest. Because there was some behind the scenes pictures came up of that.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. And you soon see he's in New York. Spider-Man's in New York, and we get that glimpse of that suit that Tony did prepare for him in Spider-Man. It's not quite Iron Spider, we don't think.
It's probably about as Iron Spider as you're ever going to get, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably is. But I mean, the suit looks epic, and the eyes flash and light up, and they just look... It's just that scene when he's obviously... I don't know. That's the scene that really... It all looks amazing, in fairness.
It really does.
Whenever you pan to New York, and it does that a lot. Obviously, Avengers has got that New York kind of element to it, and Spider-Man Homecoming, clearly. It's just that great cityscape, and then they just have that Avengers twist on it. It's just going to be amazing. And we get a lot of Thanos, in fairness.
A hell of a lot of Thanos.
And that voice, I mean, what a voice.
It's incredible. He looks even better than he did in any of the previous things.
I saw a bit of criticism about the way he looks, because they just said, oh, it's just like Steppenwolf, it's all CG. But I thought the CG looked really smooth.
It doesn't look CG.
No. When he stepped out of the kind of shadows and they had that, you know, that big bright blue sky in the backdrop and the ability, it just looked perfect to me.
He looked really real.
Did. Yeah.
He really, really did look real.
Yeah, and I was surprised by that. I mean, that's the one thing, we're 5 months away, but it just looks so polished already. You know, it didn't, to me, that's what they wouldn't want to do is release a trailer that's half finished. And I think we feel like this is quite late. And, you know, 5 months to go, they're probably in very close post-production, probably wrapped. The whole project might not be a million miles away. But they've waited this long to get the trailer out because I think they just want to get everything perfect and just get that hype. And I mean, that hype already is just, I've never seen something like that reaction online. No, I know the Black Panther trailer just dropped and everyone went crazy, but this is going to be, I think this is going to be the biggest film of all time.
It could be. I've never known a film to have this much hype this early on. I mean, there's so long to go.
I know.
It's
which
crazy.
Is really depressing, to be honest.
Yeah,
it
kind of
it.
Is.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, 5 months is 5 months and it'll come round in no time. Do you know when, I always forget, when's the second film or second part?
12
released?
Months
is it,
after.
Is it exactly 12 months?
It's as far as I know, it's pretty much
that's
12 months
longest,
to the day.
Longest year of our lives. Man.
It's going to be a very, very long week.
It really is. What else are we going to discuss? This trailer had absolutely everything. So we talked Thanos. We talked Hulk coming back. The ending is, the ending is pretty cool. So, I mean, what we talked about briefly, we're going to do a Ragnarok episode really soon. But obviously the ending of Ragnarok, which everyone knows about now, with Thanos' ship, we assume the reason Hulk is getting falling to Earth is maybe because that ship is destroyed.
Yeah.
And the footage that wasn't there that was shown at Disney is about, you know, Thor basically landing upon the Guardians, let's say, upon the Milano. So he's obviously involved with them. And I just saw that ending, that buzz, when you've got Teenage Groot and you've got the whole crew there and I just can't wait for their interaction with other people because what we've had from the Guardians is obviously two incredible films, but just in that universe and not anyone else. And whereas like Doctor Strange is now overlapped with Thor and you've obviously had Ant-Man in Civil War and you have nearly all the other characters have interacted one way or another. So I just think their introduction, I just think Rocket and Tony and Rocket and all the characters and just I think the interaction's going to be incredible and if anyone can get it right it's the Russo brothers really
damn right and it's one-eyed Thor as well
yeah and I think he looks I mean we're going to talk Ragnarok next week but he looks great I mean even you know the haircut and all the changing style and stuff all the outfits and everything just looks so on point in this as well do you know what I mean we talked about the suits but more of Doctor Strange for me as well just got me excited because there's quite a lot of Doctor Strange in the trailer.
There was a
well.
Lot. I really wasn't expecting there to be that much Doctor Strange in it, but there really was a lot.
Yeah, and there's obviously the Doctor Strange where he's got his, you know, magical, you know, shields up as such, you know, and that looked pretty cool. And obviously the big part of the trailer or one of the big parts that you've probably predicted and we've discussed a few times what we think might happen in the first film is that Iron Man and others will come to blows with Thanos as shown in this and they will lose.
Yeah.
We don't know how badly at this stage, but we would presume that things are looking down at the end of the first film, I would say.
You'd think so.
Yeah. And Vision obviously losing that Infinity Stone, which I thought was a big thing to drop in the trailer.
Yeah, I must admit that there was two really big bits with him. There was obviously the bit where it's the scepter, isn't it? It looks like it was Loki's scepter.
It did look like Loki's scepter.
Was poking it, and it clearly was either drawing the power from it or it's ripping it straight out of his head. And the bit where he's got a normal skin tone, and it looks like they're really building, which we know has come from the comics. It looks like they're really building on the romance between Vision
and Scarlet Witch.
And
I'm glad to see him looking relatively normal doing that because we did have quite nauseating feelings about Vision having sex.
Yeah, Vision with his Vimto-coloured todger. Yeah. That'd be a good hashtag, that hashtag Vimto-coloured todger.
You're probably going to change your handle at some stage.
Believe me, I'm not going to go for that because I already get questions about what small hand stew means. I don't want people thinking I've stuck it in a you know, a glass of Vimto. Even I've got limits. It'd be Ribena anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd definitely be Ribena. You want
Ribena, boy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That was like
one-eyed Thor was really good because a lot of people picked up, why didn't we see one-eyed Thor in any of the Ragnarok trailers? Because there were specific scenes
where exactly.
He has one eye, but in the trailer he had two. And they obviously just didn't want to give that away. So now he's got the metal eye patch exactly like Odin used to wear.
Yeah, and he did. He looks the part, man. I mean, we're going to rave about Ragnarok, but give me as much Thor as you can get. And then obviously we know there's other characters to come in this. I mean, I don't know if it's confirmed or not whether Ant-Man and the Wasp are going to be in this one or maybe the second film, because obviously their film comes out after Infinity Wars next year. So that's going to be an impact on that, obviously. And then you've got Captain Marvel, which will be the second film as well, because is that like the February release?
I think it's somewhere around that, between February and Easter.
Yeah, so it'd be like the release, like Black Panther will be for this year coming. So it'll be that release, you know, 2019.
Yeah.
So she's obviously going to be heavily involved in that. And then you've got more peripheral characters, man. You've barely seen, obviously, you've got, you know, the other characters from Civil War, got more Winter Soldier. I don't know if we saw, obviously, Winter Soldier is alive and awake, but I didn't really spot the arm.
I was looking for it. The only scene that you can really see it is the one where they're all running towards the camera, and it doesn't look like he's got the red star on his arm, which is one of the rumours that was going round that he was going to have the same arm, but now he wasn't going to have the Soviet star.
It looks black, so it looks a little bit more like Black Panther style armor, to be honest. And obviously it's developed in Wakanda, so we're going to get something different.
Yeah, it makes sense that he's over there. It's a nation that's got all the reserves of this incredible metal. So why would he not end up with a vibranium arm?
We've also got another character in that lineup from the Black Panther film. I'm not sure which female warrior that is, but it's quite intriguing.
The one played by Dinah Guerrera.
Is that the one it is? Yeah. She, obviously, there are going to be characters to come from Black Panther, which, if they're shooting that section in Wakanda, are going to be quite pivotal. Yeah, it is Dinah Guerrera, isn't it? It's not Lupita.
I forget what her character's name is, but she's part of the, I think they're called the Dora Milaje, which is like his private bodyguards, and they're all
female.
Was
she the bodyguard that squared up with Scarlet Witch?
No.
Not Scarlet Witch, Black Panther.
It wasn't her.
For fuck's sake. Get it right. I'm losing the plot tonight. That really did. That whole trailer had more
It's done funny things to you, hasn't it?
Yeah, mate, honestly, it has, because I never normally get that buzz. You watch these trailers. I think Civil War, we both had a similar reaction when that dropped, because you had all these characters. and you just had all this excitement, and you didn't know, you had that fight scene, you know, that it gave you that clip between Bucky and Cap and Iron Man, that incredible fight scene. And we're going to have all that and then more. And obviously, it's not just going to be Thanos, it's going to be his army as such. And you saw some bloody, I mean, I think it was Spider-Man that squared up to one of the giant four-armed, I think, is the impression I got. Or at least a giant-looking thing with massive arms. And the fight scenes just on the ground look incredible. Black Panther delivering, you know, kind of heroic lines, as I think we're going to get used to quite soon, because he is a leader of men in that regard.
Well, that's it. He's not just the superhero. He is the king.
Exactly.
So he's
and he's
got to
be more than the hero. Yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely has. He's a leader on and off the battlefield, and he presumably it looks to me like he's the one that's taking up the Captain America mantle, and he's going to
be. It does feel that way. Yeah.
He's going to be the sort of team leader going forward, and then potentially it's going to be Captain Marvel or Doctor Strange takes over the.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued how they go about things, because Doctor Strange has got a pivotal role to play. And he's certainly probably as intelligent as anyone else in that regard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He outfoxed a huge villain in the solo film, and you kind of expect a similar kind of approach to this. But I did think that scene when Tony took one square to the face and in that Iron Man suit, it's showing the power. And Thanos in that clip had only got two of the stones, I believe.
Yeah, by that point, it depending on how they've cut it, it looks like he's only got two.
But he might have a third. Is it one on the thumb and then four on the fingers, I think.
I don't think we'll see the gauntlet fully assembled until right at the very, very end.
No, exactly.
But it's clearly showing that he doesn't need all of the Infinity Stones to still lay waste to them. Because naturally,
he's not going to.
He's fucking huge.
And his power is so powerful.
He's incredibly powerful anyway without them. That's why he's the perfect villain for this size of a team-up. Because it's going to take literally every hero that the galaxy can spare to even come close to taking anything off him. And you think he's got all of his guards that come with him, They've nicknamed them the Sons of Thanos, but I can't remember what their comic book name is. But the only one I know the name of is Proxima Midnight.
Do we know who throws the trident, the spear? Was that Black Widow or was that Nebula? Because I couldn't get...
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, because whenever I see that, I'm too focused on the fact that 3 seconds later, Beard Cap comes out.
The trident intrigues me. I don't know whose weapon it is. And that intrigued me. And the other thing, Jesus Christ, there's so much in this trailer. The other thing is that we get the Hulkbuster again.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I'm very surprised that that's in.
I am too.
I did not think that we were going to be getting Hulkbuster.
We've got to think it's to do with squaring up with something big, not Thanos necessarily.
Or it's potentially maybe there's another fight in there with Thor. With Hulk, sorry, and maybe
just
need
don't
to sort
see
of
it
beat some sense into him.
Possibly, but I don't see it, because Hulk has got, you know, his banner's kind of got control now, hasn't he, in that regard.
Looks like he has, yeah.
Yeah. That nice scene, there's a few nice moments in it. The nice scene when Romanoff kind of turns to Banner and gives him that look and stuff, that's quite nice, because obviously their relationship abruptly ended.
They were clearly building up some kind of implied relationship, and then obviously
they were very much completely in a relationship.
You know, he left the planet.
So yeah, that's one way of ending a relationship.
ghosting people is one thing, but to completely leave the solar system, it's a bit extreme. You know, we could have just changed his number and got a new email address, for fuck's sake.
I know. He could have even sent her a text. Nothing. He just went. He just left.
It's just rude. It's just really rude.
And also, I mean, I don't know if it's definitely going to happen. I don't think we're going to see Korg in this film.
Oh, my Lord.
What I'd give to see Korg in any film.
Korg in this would... It would be the great... Cinema would have to just stop.
I know. Literally, there'd be no point.
Can you imagine Korg opposite Iron Man?
I just imagine Korg opposite anyone. I mean, Korg and Groot and Rocket and And I, you know, we didn't really talk much about the Guardians, but I just can't wait to see the Guardians interacting with these characters because it's such a juxtaposition. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, I know Ragnarok has got that kind of similar style to Guardians, and it's slightly, it's that edge and that quirk, but, the other films are more straight films, you know. Cap films have been a bit more straight in terms of their delivery and style. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting how they all, I mean, there's so many people to get on screen. And, you know, I think it's going to probably be at least 2.5 hours. It's going to be a pretty epic 5 hours worth of films, I think, to come from these two.
Yeah.
And they'll need to squeeze everything out of it. And I mean, already, you know, produced a two minute 30 trailer that has knocked everyone's socks off. And I just think everyone can't wait for more, to be honest. Everyone's desperate to see it. And the buzz is just, yeah, it's just great. It's just great. I can't wait. Honestly, can't wait. It's going to be the biggest film. I think it's probably going to break. How many times did you go and see Deadpool? Three?
Three, yeah.
I think you'll top that, maybe.
Potentially.
Potentially. And we might actually have some people queuing up to be on this podcast for a change, which would be quite nice.
Yeah, that's not like us.
No, I know. No one wants to come on. Only kidding. We have some wonderful guests when they are free and when we are free. That's just us doing a quick reaction. We're both really excited about this film. We've been excited about it for probably since we knew about it, to be honest, because it's been in the making for this many years now. And yeah, I just can't wait to see more. And I'll just keep going and watching this trailer all night, probably, because it's just got me absolutely hooked. Anything to finish from you?
No, I think that's it. Thanks to everyone that did come on and actually ask us to do this. We've never done reaction pods before.
No, we haven't. And I've seen a load of people doing reaction pods to this because I think it is going to be that kind of film that just brings out that buzz in people and that excitement. And quite rightly too. Do you know what I mean? It's you know, the reason we love doing these pods is because they're fun, generally, and we have a good laugh and get to watch good things and discuss it and sometimes debate and sometimes disagree. But when it comes to Marvel, I think we're pretty much on the same page. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't agree on much, but when we do, we get it very, very right.
Exactly. And with that, we will be back soon. You will have a Punisher podcast any day after this comes out. And then we are going to be back with Ragnarok, which we both very much agree on is a fantastic film. So we'll be discussing that at length. Thanks very much, as Stu said, for anyone that asked for this. And yeah, we love to hear your thoughts. We've already got some really good buzz on our Twitter feed. So take care, guys. We will be back very soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.